Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, I'm here with Gavin Wade, a seasoned professional wedding photographer and founder of CloudSpot.io, which is an online gallery service that helps photographers deliver, share, and sell their photos. Gavin, how are you?
Hey Shamira, doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me today.
You know, I'm super excited about our chat, and you know, even in our pre-interview chat, you were delivering gold nuggets, and so I was like, we need to start recording now because you've been through quite a journey.
It has been one heck of a journey, and it still continues to be. And honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. But yeah, happy to share whatever I can help new and, you know, established photographers in whatever way possible about, you know, things I've experienced on my journey and continue to experience.
Awesome. And I want to give a shout out to your lovely wife, Erin. Your other half.
Yes, absolutely. My amazing half. The peanut butter to my jelly, that is my wife. Yeah. So.
Oh, that is so sweet. And you two run your wedding photography business together, correct?
We do. Ever since day one, it's been her and I. And it was literally like the exact same instant in time that we became a photographer because we made the decision together. We were dating at the time. 4 months into dating. We met on eHarmony, and there's a whole story around that, but we were a long-distance relationship. We weren't supposed to be, but it was a long-distance. eHarmony goofed and put us 100 miles away from each other instead of the 20-mile radius that we were supposed to have. But we would see each other on the weekends, and we had busy jobs, and we were both entrepreneurs doing our thing, and we were just sitting across from each other, you know, one night at dinner. And, you know, I just had this look on my face, and she just knew what it was. She's like, you're not happy at your job. I'm like, no, like, I can't see myself doing this until I'm 60 years old or 70 or whatever it might be. And I looked at her. I'm like, you're not happy with yours either. Like, well, if you could do it all over again, what would you want it to be? You know, when we were in our early 20s, you know, so young, stupid, you know, could take some risks. And our answer to each other was the same thing. It was photography. I had had some experience and known a couple of photographers in the wedding world, and I just loved the lifestyle that they had. I loved that they could create beautiful things. I'm a techie nerd myself, so I loved that fusion between art and technology, you know, with digital really just hitting mainstream at that point in time. And so I just looked at her and I said, you know what, do you want to go for it? She says, yeah, let's go for it. So we, the next day, invested our life savings into camera gear. Wow. Which is not as glamorous as it sounds. That only meant we got one camera and one lens each. and we used that for our first year of photography, but we went for it. And it was, you know, I was living at home at the time, and when my parents discovered that I was not going to use that degree they just finished paying for, or were still paying for, they said, well, you've got 6 months and then you're out of the house and you've got to take over all your student loans that we took on for you. So are you sure you want to do this? And I said, yes, I am. And this is the person I want to do it with. And off we went.
Now, I have to ask, and I'm always curious about this when I hear about how people got into photography. Did you go into it realizing how much businessy stuff, that's eloquent, businessy stuff there would be when running your own business? Or did you go into it thinking that it would just be taking photos all the time and super easy?
Yeah, I think like most, you know, starry-eyed creatives at the time, I thought it was pushing a button 2-3 days a week, editing for maybe a day, and then partying the rest of the day, right? You know, or just having so much freedom. And you do have freedom as long as you have good systems and processes in place. But the component vastly underestimated by both of us was the business component. You know, we had kind of operated our own businesses a little bit prior to that point, but nothing to the scale or, you know, scope of operating our own photography business. Because really, you're learning how to be a professional photographer. At least we were. We were learning to be a pro photographer at the same time as learning how to be a professional, you know, businessman and businesswoman, you know, operating our own thing. And those are two incredibly difficult things to do by themselves and near impossible to do at the same time unless you have a plan and those to help or systems or tools to help you.
Ah, so you are human then. All right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, my little ones taught me how to not have to sleep very much. But aside from that, yeah, that prepared me for business. But yeah, it was a team effort for sure.
Welcome to the club, by the way, because so many of us, myself included, get into photography thinking that we're going to be taking photos all the time. And what I found for myself is that it's about 80% business stuff, marketing and email communication and contracts, and 20% taking photos.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the exact percentage that I would give it as well. 20% for actually taking the photos. That's like, and in so many ways, sometimes I feel like that's the vacation part of being a photographer. As weird as that sounds, like it's like, wow, I only have one thing to focus on today, and that's taking amazing photos of this bride and groom. Like, I can do that. I don't have to answer emails. I don't have to do design or marketing or editing. My only job today is to make sure that their day is as incredible as I can possibly make it. So, the 20% is oftentimes a release from the other 80.
You said it. You said it. And so I'm curious, let's talk a little bit more about your journey. So you two started this photography business, wedding photography, together. How did you kind of gain traction and get the ball rolling?
So we made that decision, right? Oh, we're going to be a photographer. Okay, great. Now what, right? We needed to learn. And we knew, just like we invested into our education, we knew that we needed to invest into this education. It was no different. We consider ourselves self-taught to a degree, but we sought out people who we admired. And a lot of my first steps was, okay, I'm a photographer. I need to reach out to the photographers that I know or the photographers that I admire who are in my area and just take them out to lunch. Pick their brains. Like, try to go to school off of, exactly what we're doing here, talking about things that have worked and haven't worked and pitfalls to avoid and various things like that. So that was the first thing that I did. And then the second thing that I did was, attend a photography workshop, which at that time, 9 years ago or so, those were super, super popular, and there was tons to choose from, and great photographers teaching them. And so we said, look, we need to get a crash course. We need to accelerate our learning on how to be, how to take it, great photos, how to shoot in manual mode, how to adjust white balance manually on just all that kind of stuff, composition, lighting, like you name it. So, we practiced a lot, but we also knew that we needed a good foundation. So I'd say those are the two things that we did within the first month or two of making that decision.
And looking at your work, at the online portfolio that you have, you and your wife do wonderful work. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
So it's
Thank you.
obvious that you have the fundamentals down, and then some, for sure.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's, I think we've done about 500 weddings now in our
Oh.
career, something like that, all over the world with, you name it, celebrity clientels, reality TV shows, all kinds of stuff. We've been fortunate enough to have some opportunities to continue to grow and expand. But yeah, it all comes down to those fundamentals. It's removing that part of the day where you're stuck behind your camera wondering, how did I get that? How do I fix this? What do I do? To the parts where it's just second nature, to where you can focus on what's in front of you rather than what's behind that screen. And so as we were mentioning before we started recording, I would be a nervous wreck before a wedding day. Like, I wouldn't sleep at all. Like, it'd be going over my head, like, okay, if I encounter this situation, what do I do? Or if I encounter that, what do I do? And I'd say the good part of my first year was me silently freaking out on wedding days, not how to make it look the way I want to, and I think there's no way around that 100%. Like, weddings are super important, super stressful days, they only got one shot at it type of deal. So it's, how do you get those fundamentals to a place to where that's second nature and you can focus on how to create the images rather than actually pushing that button?
And I'm in awe of wedding photographers because I used to do weddings years ago and I couldn't take it. I couldn't. I mean, talk about not getting sleep. It'd be the full month before the wedding and I'd be up at night. The very first wedding I did, and I've mentioned this on the show, I woke up with a full-blown case of the flu. Now, we had booked this thing a good 6 months in advance and, it's, you don't just not show up to a gig, and I had an assistant, and we really knocked it out of the park. But man, that was a hard day. And so, some years later, I'm like, I can't do this. I don't have to do this, so I'm not going to. And then I switched to a different type of photography. But you and your wife are really making it work. And there's something you said. I wasn't planning on really touching on this, but I can't let it just slip by. And I'm going to paraphrase, but a few minutes ago, you mentioned that you focused on making the day as wonderful as possible for the bride, or something like that, you said, which I think is excellent. And that's such an important thing that you mentioned, having the mindset where it's their day And I think a lot of photographers, we can kind of get caught up in it's all about me. And we kind of forget that with weddings especially, you're one part of many moving parts in a wedding. And as much as it is your job to take outstanding photos, you also need to make that experience for the bride and groom and family as wonderful as possible, because it's all about them, really.
You're absolutely right. And there are tons of layers to that, which translates into helping your own business grow and helping you grow as a professional. But when it all came down to it, like in our first year, you know, I'm sure we got referrals based on our work and such, but that wasn't the first thing that people talked about. The first thing that people talked about was that they had so much fun with us, or that the experience was stress-free, or that the families loved it, or, you know, family portraits weren't a huge pain in the butt for them, you know, like, oh, that wasn't so bad, or, you know, all those types of things. So it all came down to that experience. And I think above all, that is something that aspiring or, you know, brand new photographers or even established photographers, if they double down on that while they're continuing to hone their expertise in all the other areas, it's something that will allow their business to carry forward and continue to grow organically. So that's really how we approach it even now. It's like, okay, what part of this experience is about them? What part can we help with, you know, and what parts do we need their help with in order for us to create great images, you know? So there's very much a team dynamic there. But it all comes down to, look, we are one small cog in this big giant wheel of stress that this bride and these families and all these folks are dealing with. How can we be one less thing for them to worry about, yet one of the things that they remember the most?
Right.
So there's a delicate balance there, and it's definitely more art than science.
I was recently talking to someone, a friend who just got married, and of course she had posted, you know, wedding photos on Facebook, and they were beautiful, beautiful. And I'm thinking, yes, she hired a good photographer. Well, when I ran into her in person, you know, I asked, well, how was your experience with the photographer? And she was like, horrible, just horrible. Oh. And I'm like, wait a minute, I saw the photos online. They were lovely. And she's like, yeah, well, during the wedding, the photographer almost got into a fist fight with my father-in-law. And I'm like, what? And just, so this speaks to your point where you have to really focus on making that experience as good, as wonderful, as excellent as possible for the clients, because that's really going to stand out in their minds, sometimes more than the photos.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when someone asks you, like you did with your friend, like, oh, how was it? And that's the first thing they talked about, right? They completely grazed over the quality, which is a tragedy, by the way. Holy cow, a fist fight.
It's really bad. I know. Okay, let's move on. One thing that I really like to ask, you can take this question, I guess, two ways and pick which one you want, but what have you seen photographers struggle with the most, and how do they overcome that? Or what did you and your wife really struggle with when starting your business, and how did you get past that?
Yeah, I mean, I would say struggles when we were first starting out were maybe a little bit different than struggles today. I think one of the core struggles today is because there's so many more photographers in the marketplace. It's recognition. It's standing out. It's finding ways to make yourself unique. I'd say that's probably one of the biggest challenges right now for photographers, at least new ones. You know, I always say if we had just come into the industry right now, we would be facing a whole different host of problems for us to overcome than when we started 9 years ago. I'd say 9 years ago, the problem primarily was establishing a brand and kind of getting your work to the point to where it was comparable with the prices that people around you were charging, which, you know, it's still a problem today. But for us, that was our core focus. It was, how do we get the caliber of our work to the place that we need it to, so that we can charge the prices that we need to survive off of. And so there was, it was more of a technical side of things for us. And it was just as much a business side of just how do we get the business stuff set such that we don't have to focus on it so much, that we can continue to, you know, do shoots, continue to build those relationships. So there's some parallels for sure. But for us in the early days, it was, how do we break into this much smaller kind of group here in our local area? You know, in Orange County, there was maybe 50 to 100, you know, photographers around. And the downside was that there were some of the really big names in the industry in Orange County, right within like a stone's throw away. People like Jasmine Starr, Mike Colone, Becker, Jessica Clare, you know, people that were setting trends at that time and still are today. but people who were big names, you know, and like they are literally like three blocks away from us, you know, and it's just kind of like,
Wow.
okay, how do we compete? How do we set ourselves apart? How do we break into this market when there's people like that around? And so that was our big challenge at the time.
So pretty early then, it sounds like you were trying to get the caliber of your work up to the point where you could charge in a similar, I guess, price range as the big
Yeah.
names.
Yeah. I mean, we said, heck, we're never going to be able to charge, you know, 10, 15K a wedding in our first year, right? Which is what some of those people were charging. But it's how can we get to the point to where we're able to compete at, or shoot at the types of venues that we want to shoot at a price point that would allow us to be competitive. You know, there was less price gouging at the time, and it was more just being able to prove yourself to those venues, to those vendors, to those types of people that you were able to, you know, be confidently referred by them. And so we focused a lot on building those relationships and show having things to show to them that would kind of allow them to welcome us into that specific circle.
I love that, and that absolutely applies to today. I think even more so because of the price gouging that goes on, or so many photographers start a business and just they try to be a little bit cheaper than the cheapest person within their radius, which is certainly a race to the bottom. But with you then, you and your wife, Erin, had an idea of what you needed to charge and what would make it worth it. And how to deliver that value to your clients.
Yes, so you know, at first, you know, we are completely, you know, guilty of, you know, doing deals and everything like that. And we still offer some good value and stuff to clients and good relationships, you know, to keep that strong. But I would say, yeah, back in the day, you know, here's an example, our first wedding, right? So we shot our first wedding 6 weeks after we decided we want to be photographers. And that wedding was an 8-hour drive each way up to the mountains. They paid us $500, and it was a 9-hour shoot. It was outdoors in 43 degree weather, and it snowed 18 inches that night. So we had to leave right after the wedding in order to beat the snowstorm to come back home. So, like, we lost money on that wedding hardcore. Like, there was no way that that was profitable whatsoever. But it's like, look, we have an opportunity. Someone's going to trust us with this day. And she knows, like, we're brand new and she's on a budget and we're going to bend over backwards for her. But, you know, that was our first few gigs, you know? That was exactly how we got started. And there's no other way to learn than just getting chucked in the deep end sometimes. And so that's what we did. But, you know, we wouldn't, you know, we would never have had that opportunity if we were like, nope, we need to charge you for travel. We need to charge you for X amount of dollars per hour per photographer, you know, all that kind of stuff. It didn't matter at that point. So, you know, it's, you know, there's price and then there's value. And for us, the value of that experience far outweighed, you know, whatever cost or price that we would be able to ask.
Keeping it real. I like that. I like that. I think the first wedding I did, I charged like $500 as well, which was undercharging, but I also didn't have to drive 8 hours each way.
That was a fun day, really fun. But what it turned into was us booking our second wedding 3 months later, and we charged $1,500.
Nice.
And then we just were able to go from there. I remember we popped champagne when our first bride paid us over $2,000 because we were just like, oh my gosh, we have arrived. You know? And then when the tax man came, we're like, okay, maybe we need to charge a little bit more. And, you know, wow, gear is expensive. And oh gosh, I mean, we need to pay rent. And it was just kind of all of that. So, you know, backing into, you know, what you need in order to survive and have a thriving business is definitely something that we did not do. And it's definitely something, if I can encourage any photographer to do or any creative to do, is to do it that way, is to draw up exactly what they need to be making, what they need to be requiring from each shoot, what their hard costs are, what their savings are, what their gear repair costs are. I mean, you name it. There's so many things that chip away at every single, you know, little bit of that fee that you get whenever you book a shoot.
Absolutely. So you mentioned a little bit earlier that one of your struggles when you started out was building recognition, standing out amongst the crowd. And I think you mentioned that is a struggle for many photographers today. I know it certainly was for me as a photographer. So I guess my question to you is, how can we as photographers really stand out and wow our customers?
Well, I think it boils down to that experience. I think it's placing ourselves into their shoes. And I think that's super easy to say, but incredibly difficult to do well. But when you do that well, you're able to speak value to them and not just, hey, I'm X amount of dollars cheaper than this other guy that you're looking at or more expensive. It's no, like, there's nobody else that would want with me on this journey, and what they cost is what they cost, you know, to a certain degree. And so it's when you flip your mindset like that, I think that's going to allow you to build processes and systems and interactions into your business that reinforce that versus, oh, I take pretty pictures, so you should pay me X amount of dollars. Like, that's the completely wrong way to approach it. It's like, oh, I have 10,000 Instagram followers. You know, the phone should just magically be ringing. You know, that's not it at all. And so, you know, for us back then, and especially for us now, it's how do we make ourselves one less thing for our bride to worry about? How do we speak that value to her? You know, and you know, I can give you an example of just last week. A bride called. I was at a venue that we have a great relationship with, and they refer us. But like, I could just hear the stress melting off of her shoulders when she had heard that we'd shot at her venue over 60 times, and that there's nothing that Mother Nature or that even she or an in-law or someone could throw at us that we haven't encountered before. And that is what resulted in us getting that booking. It wasn't, oh, here, let me show you my images that I've taken, or let me show you these packages. It's the, nope, you know what? We know exactly how to, you know, succeed here. Don't even worry about it. Check us off your list as one less thing you have to, you know, do now for wedding planning. We've got you covered. And so that is really what spoke that value to her, and nothing about, you know, hey, you get X amount of downloads and percentage off for your first 30 days or whatever that might be, the business side, that comes later. But in terms of speaking the value initially within the first email or first phone call, that's what needs to be dissected. And I think that's huge areas of opportunity for any creative at any stage of their business to excel.
So true. And you mentioned the processes, I can't say that word for some reason, and systems being so important as far as photographers nailing that down. And one thing I really want to touch on is how we present our work. So with where I live in Port Huron, I made the switch over to business photography. And I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but one of the things that I really wanted to nail down that I had not put much attention to before was delivering the photos after the shoot. And so for me, getting down that system of photo delivery actually became one of my differentiators in the area where my clients were business clients. So, I mean, as far as the steps taken for a business shoot, I find it far more simple than wedding photography. And even still, when my business clients get their photos delivered in a way that's easy and they can use, they appreciate that and they mention that and they mention it to other people. And so with wedding photographers, I would imagine that would be so much more true, trying to make that photo delivery and even the presentation of the photos as pain-free and even as positive as possible for your clients.
Yeah, it comes back to that experience, right? When you know, whether it's a business client or a wedding portrait client, you know, they've paid you thousands of dollars, and the pinnacle of their experience with you, like the fruits of your la and their labor, you know, you're delivering it to them, and it's a here's Dropbox link, like have a nice life, you know, that's not conducive to growing a business, nurturing a relationship, or setting yourself apart as a brand, right? Because when a corporate client or even a wedding client hires you, I'd say corporate more so, because that, you know, those are long-lasting relationships. You know, you have the opportunity to have multiple shoots, be their in-house photographer in many cases. You know, that's who they're going to know. Like, oh, you know, we need, you know, Shamira. We don't need, you know, Joe Schmo, right? And it's that identification with that brand, which is so important. And yeah, you're absolutely right. It's one of the things, image delivery, image presentation, having my brand be the hero where that experience takes place. That was one of biggest frustrations in our early days of photography. I was spending so much time just trying to deliver the images to my clients and do it in a way that was at least semi-passable as professional, that I had kind of had enough. I needed a different way, and there was nothing in the marketplace at the time that would do it for me. And this was, you know, back in 2013, I guess, is when I had just had enough. I was spending 100 hours a year just working on image delivery. And even then, it was a terrible experience. But it was just like so-so. And you know, that's when I had an itch and I needed to scratch it. And you know, that's when I actually started my second company, which was CloudSpot, and that exists today. And that is, you know, the tool for seamless proofing and even more grandma-proof delivery of images than any other system out there. And so that's really the problem we set out to solve, and it's still something that we excel at above everybody else today.
And looking at it, it looks really sleek. I'll make sure to include a link in the show notes for sure.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's, every other service out there for photographers requires the client to go into the gallery and jump through hoops to be able to request the download link to get their photos. And, I counted one time, and it's like 13 steps, and probably the total time is like 25 minutes that it really takes for them to get what they need. And, tough for the bride and groom, probably near impossible for grandma, right? Or anybody else.
Yes.
Or sometimes corporate clients aren't as tech savvy as we would love them to be as well. So with CloudSpot, that download capability is in the very first email that you send them. You have complete control over the size of image, with or without a watermark, and which images specifically they get. But in that first email, it's a download now button. They click on it, the images start downloading. If you want to provide them a gallery to proof and to share, you can do that as well in the same exact email and have downloads turned off. So there's an added layer of protection and a major, major upgrade in the experience in terms of instant file delivery. So
Nice.
that's where we kind of set the bar, and that's where we set ourselves apart.
Very nice. I could have used you when I got married, actually, because being the control freak that I was, I requested that the photographer just give it to me all on a drive.
Ah.
Like a hard drive. And the thing, even that, there are steps. You got to plug it in, attach it to your computer. And so they're still kind of sitting on that hard drive today. And we're going on 6 years. So.
I know, we're our own worst critics, right? Like, I don't even think we've designed our wedding album, and we're like 9 years in. So we're too busy focusing on other people's albums. So we'll get to it probably in 10 more years or
That's
something.
what we keep saying. We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
But yeah, it's that experience, and it's those tools. Even in the early days, it's the tools that will allow you to accelerate your learning, or the things that take so much of your time, the hours and hours that you would spend maybe on keeping track of your clients and your workflow, right? Versus like $20 a month for a CRM platform that can automate a lot of that for you. Just various things like that where there's huge value to be had with very little expense, and that will allow you to invest into growing your business even more.
It's like a no-brainer. Yeah, for sure.
It is. And I'll tell you, there was not much when I sound like such an old fogey when I say this, but there was back in my day, like back when we started, there weren't that many tools actually. Like, we had an Excel spreadsheet that would work,
Oh.
we would track our clients with. There wasn't accounting really stuff that we could leverage. There weren't tools built for photographers specifically, and then their workflows and their needs. It was just really starting out. So there's so much more out there today that there was then. And so I just encourage any new photographer, leverage those things. Don't say like, oh, but it's $20 a month. Like, no, but what's the value of that, right? Not what the cost is, what's the value? Such that if you have a day job, that your clients can still be receiving that incredible experience, because it's automated, right? Or some aspect of it, to where you don't have to babysit it when you get home. You can spend time with your family, or you can spend it on learning, more Photoshop techniques or things like that to help you be a better professional. And let those types of tools take care of themselves, and still have your clients get that great experience that you've still crafted for them.
Definitely. Good stuff. So, is there a particular photography resource, tool, book, anything that you'd like to, software, hint, hint, that you'd like to recommend to our listeners?
You know what? There's a host of things, and gosh, online sources like Creative Live and other companies that exist to just help educate other photographers on a whole host of things, from architectural photography to wedding days to, photo retouching. Heck, just even go to YouTube and just type in a search key phrase, and you can just learn for free from so many of these folks. It's great to have. In terms of tools, in terms of software, there's a lot of options out there, and so you got to find out what it truly is that you want to accomplish in your business. What are the things that you, what are the pain points that you want to alleviate? And talk about that value versus not necessarily just the price. For tools and software, I'd say, like for my business, I use Dubsado for the CRM. So that's like the very front, like lead capture, automating emails, workflowing, invoicing, everything like that. And then editing, of course, we use Photoshop, Lightroom. We use Photo Mechanic for culling through images. So has sped up our work so much since day one of being able to cull an entire wedding, in an hour and a half. 6,000 images or so from two photographers in an hour and a half. We shoot in JPEG actually, and we manually control our white balance all day, every day during a wedding day. So that's just been our process, and so we're able to edit a whole entire wedding and be done in about 3 days. And I say we, I really mean my amazing wife, Erin. She's, you know, super type A, and she just sits down and she powers through. But we could have a triple header, you know, three weddings in a weekend, and then, you know, a double header the next weekend, but the previous weekend's already completely edited and done.
Wow.
So, you know, we've got our workflow down to that. So after that, then we use CloudSpot. So CloudSpot, you know, we upload all of our high-res images to CloudSpot. We create the client gallery, and we're able to deliver the high-res files to our clients and give them a gallery to send out to family and friends through a beautiful email with our, you know, logo and branding and save template text. And that whole process takes about 20 minutes. Sorry, not 20 minutes. It used to take 20 minutes. It takes about 20 seconds now to send anything out. Which is why you could realize I was beating my head against the wall. So it takes about 20 seconds, and then we're able to move on. And you know, we use Smart Albums for designing our books, and we use Madeira Albums for fulfilling our books. And so our whole kind of system and processes is leveraging other tools and software to help us be successful. And I say, after especially having kids, you know, we have a 2-year-old now. Nothing has reared its ugly head more than time management, right? When you have a little one always tugging at you, it's like, okay, I've got an hour and a half, you know, while she's sleeping. Like, what can I do? How much can I get done? And you really just kind of hone those. So yeah, that's kind of what we use in our workflow. And I'd say, you know, cost-wise, all of those things just pay for themselves 10 times over because of the time that we save and the freedom that we have, you know, in using them.
Awesome. Awesome. And my final question for you, tell us where we can find you online.
Ah, perfect. Our photography business is at gavinwadephoto.com. On Instagram, it's at gavinwadephoto. And then for CloudSpot, you can check us out at cloudspot.io. You know, we have great, you know, storage plans and everything like that for new photographers all the way up to established pros who need unlimited storage. So anything from $5 a month all the way up to $40 a month is where you can find us there as well.
Awesome. Good stuff. Gavin, this has been great. Thank you.
Well, no, thank you. I always love talking shop and meeting new people, and really, really appreciate you having me on today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. We just appreciate you just chilling and chatting with us.
Anytime, anytime, Shamira. Thank you.
If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.